fourth pack of bakes, the third Mishnah, aim and vacuum, eitzim, lemon akeris, and lemon akeris, and ishba v'yontif. You're now going to chop wood from these koras, these beams, that were set aside for building, because the muktzah, machmas, so and kiss, and you can't use them. Even they broke on yontif, it's also muktzah, because it was muktzah in the beginning of yontif. Vein v'vacuum, loy v'kaldim, loy v'megeir, v'loy v'magel. You shouldn't use the regular type of chopping tools. Yeah, the Gemara says there's a piece missing from this Mishnah, and should say that you're allowed to chop from wood this clay that was broken before Yontif, because that's already not designated for building anymore. It can be used for burning, but you should not use the regular type of axe or regular type of saw. Ela b'koifetz, use some type of hatchet. Yeah, there should be certain shino. You shouldn't be kederechot. If there's a house full of fruit, sosim, it was sealed, v'niftach, nifchas, and it opened up. No, you don't welcome a pchas. According to the Tanakam, you could take from the area that opened up. It's not considered muksa. Yeah, so even though he could not open it up in the onset of yontif, yeah. So the Gemara says, it's talking about that it's not. It's just made out of cinder blocks. It's not cemented together. And it was, the thing that prevented him from getting to it was not Isistir Doraisa. Therefore, he could take from it. There's no problem with Muksa. At least that's the way Rashi learns from the Gemara. Rabbi Meir, after Pleiches Lachatchilo Noitabe, he permits one to even open it up, as we said before, because we're not talking about a case where there's a Stir Doraisa, it's only Stir Dorabonah.